Hello and welcome to the Online Business for Black Women podcast. I'm Keisha White, brand strategist for new coaches, consultants, and service providers. And I created this podcast for Black women who aspire to start profitable businesses online. Here we share transparent stories of overcoming the challenges that come with building an online business, along with actionable strategies that you can implement in a business of your own. To get started, download my free guide on the 5 easy steps to attract more high-paying clients in the show notes. So let's dive into the episode. Okay. Hey, everybody. I am back for another episode. And in this week's episode, I'm going to talk about 5 reasons why you may be struggling to book your ideal clients. So this one will be a little bit similar to last week, but a little bit different because it'll be talking about the things that you're probably missing in your business that you don't realize that you're missing that's causing you not to book the kinds of clients that you want. And I wanted to cover this because I've recently spoke to different people in my audience about what their biggest struggle was in their businesses. And everybody, the overwhelming majority of people said that their biggest struggle was getting clients. And I did do a little bit of snooping around on some of their social media profiles and websites and stuff to see kind of like what was the issue that was probably causing them not to get clients. And I actually saw them making some of these mistakes that I'm going to cover here on the episode. And these are all things that are easy fixes, but you just have to be aware of it first, because I know a lot of times as a new entrepreneur or new service provider, you're an expert at what you do, like in the service that you provide for other people. And you may not necessarily be an expert in like how to get clients for that stuff, or how to attract the right types of people who will pay you more for what you do. So these 5 reasons, these will be the 5 reasons why you're struggling to book those ideal clients, the types of clients who will pay you $1,000 and more for what you do, so that way you can be on your way to building a profitable business faster. And again, reminder there, the reason why I emphasize the whole $1,000 and more thing is because if you want to create a business that's profitable, whether you want to leave your 9-to-5 or just have a side hustle that's actually worth your time, that's actually profitable, selling something at $1,000 and more is the fastest way to do it, because you can still be profitable, start bringing in at least $5,000 a month with a tiny audience and with a really small email list. Because when you are selling stuff that's cheap, you need a large pool of buyers to be able to make enough sales. Like, you need a lot of followers, you need a lot of email subscribers when you're trying to sell something on the cheaper side. So if you can master like how to sell something at $1,000 and up for whatever the services that you're providing, then you will put yourself on the path to replacing your 9-to-5 income faster, or just having that profitable side hustle that gives you extra money to pay off loans, or to put on a house, or to save for vacation, or whatever, like if you just prefer to keep it as a side hustle. So let's dive into the 5 reasons why you're struggling to book those $1,000 and up clients. So the first reason why you're struggling is because they don't want what you're selling. And so I know this may come as a shock to a lot of people, because they're like, oh, well, it is valuable. I know my service or my skill set is valuable and it does help people. But it's not enough for just you to know that. Like, the people who you're actually trying to get to give you money and who you want to actually book you as clients, they have to be able to understand that too. So a lot of times people are not doing a good job at communicating about why is their service and why is their package even valuable for the kinds of clients that they want to book. And the way you need to do this is you have to know exactly like who are the kinds of clients that you're talking to, and why would it be beneficial for them to spend their money in working with you? Like, what is it in it for them? Like, that's all buyers care about. Because when I was working in sales, I actually spent 7 years in corporate sales before going into entrepreneurship. But they would always tell us, like, all the customers or the clients care about is what they used to call it, this little cheesy acronym. They called it the WIFM. So all they care about is what's in it for me. And so you have to think like that as a business owner. You can't necessarily just announce like, hey, I have this blank blank service available now. Anybody want to book me? Like, that's not going to make people want to care to spend money with you, especially when you're asking for $1,000 and up. Like, you have to communicate about it in a way that is enticing, that's intriguing, that builds desire with the kinds of clients that you want to attract. And the way you do that, you have to figure out, what do my clients care about? What do they need help with? Like, what are they frustrated with right now? What are their problems right now? And how does my service address that for them to make things better in their lives? So that's how you get to the point where you're selling something that people do want and they do care about. Because like I said, if people don't want it because you're communicating about it in a bad way, then you're going to continue to struggle to get clients. So communication to make people want what you're selling is the first key. And the second reason why you may be struggling to book those ideal higher end clients is because people do not trust you. So we all, of course, we know ourselves, we trust ourselves, we love ourselves, I hope. But people on the internet don't know us, and they don't know who we are. They don't know where we come from. They don't know our background. They don't know if we're credible. And there's a lot of stuff online now where a lot of people are trying to compete in the online marketplace. And some people are genuine, legitimately good at what they do. And some people are not. Like, some people are not credible, and they're just trying to scam people out of a dollar online. So you don't want to be appearing as a person who is not credible online, and you also don't want to appear as like super amateur at what you do, because that type of stuff will turn those higher end clients away. Like, when a higher end client is looking for somebody to hire, they are going to Google you. Like, they're going to be looking you up. They're going to be like trying to find some type of online presence, like at least a landing page or website, so they can read about you, read about your background, read about the package that you're selling. And I see a lot of times people telling people they don't need an online home, like a type of landing page or website or anything. They just need a calendar link. But if all you have is calendar link and you're trying to grow and get more clients, that's going to make it difficult for you, because a lot of times when it's just a calendar link, people who know you, sure, they'll probably use it and reach out to you, like coworkers. Like, that was how I started. Like, a lot of the people, it was easy for me to get clients of people who knew me already, like coworkers, or people I went to college with and stuff like that. But once I was ready to branch out into the online space, having to reach people who had no idea who I was, I had to make myself look credible online. So anything that you can do to look credible, the main thing is having that online presence, like some type of website presence where people can verify what you do. Even if you only have worked with people for free, you can ask those people for testimonials. Like, my first testimonials to boost my credibility were people who worked with me for free. I didn't charge them. This was when I wasn't comfortable with my design skills when I was running my web design business. So I was like, just give me a testimonial, please, in exchange for me practicing my work. But that stuff still helps me to get clients when I was coming out at that $1,500 rate. So I pretty much went for doing it for free. And then I charged $500 for like one client, and then went to the point where I was selling 50 people at $1,500 because I made myself look credible. Then quickly boosted that to $2,000. And then quickly went from there to 5,000, because believe it or not, at the 2,000 rate, I became overbooked. Once I figured out how to communicate about what I was doing in a way to make people care, and also making myself look credible, because I would have a lot of times people would tell me on discovery calls that they booked me because I looked more credible, and they liked what they saw when they read about me on my website more than they did about other service providers. So I kind of like even got the discovery calls over other people just because I was making myself look more credible online to make people even trust me to want to talk to me in the first place. And the third reason why you're struggling to book your ideal clients, the kinds of people who will pay $1,000 or more, is because not enough of those people know you exist. So when we're all starting out from scratch, it can feel like online that you're talking into a void, like nobody's really paying attention or listening to you. But it's your responsibility, if you want to be an entrepreneur, to figure out how you can do the right kinds of marketing to get in front of those clients who you want to book. Because at the end of the day, making enough money in your business is all about really just the numbers thing, numbers game. So you have to get exposed to a lot of people. It's almost, I guess, to think of it as the whole marketing funnel theory or concept. Like a marketing funnel is like an upside down triangle shape pretty much. And at the top of the triangle, maybe like people who first see you and are exposed to you through social media. So that's like the biggest part of the funnel there. And of course, not all of those people are going to join your email list or schedule a discovery call or anything like that. So maybe the next step down from there would maybe be they join your email list to download some free guide. Then maybe the next step down from there, they schedule the discovery call, which is even fewer people than who are on your email list. And then the next step down from there is they become an actual paying client. So it's just like percentages. I don't know them off the top of my head, but the further you go down the funnel, smaller the amounts of people trickle down to each stage of the funnel. So, of course, the more people who know about you at the top of the funnel, the whole social media piece, the better, because that'll give you more people to trickle down into those other stages. And so if you don't have enough people who even know you exist, or the right people don't know you exist, like if you're wasting your time marketing on the wrong platforms, because I see a lot of people sometimes they market on the wrong types of platforms where they're really not even going to reach their target clients in the first place, which is just makes no sense. So if you're spending your time on the wrong platforms and you're not even having exposure for enough people to see you because you don't really understand how to grow your audience and how to get exposure to more people with online marketing, then you just don't have the numbers there to book the clients that you want. So even if you had the package thing and you were building trust, enough people may not necessarily know about you if you're not doing that. I guess for a quick example for that, I had to make sure I was doing enough marketing when I did leave my 9-to-5 to get in front of enough of my ideal clients. So it was a hustle. I won't even act like it's not a lot of work, because marketing, it takes work. Like, yes, you don't have to necessarily be driving around going to events, like I said in the last episode, but you still have to create the types of content that will actually capture the attention of your target clients. You have to build your credibility through your content on social media so people will trust you and see that you know what you're talking about. You have to build trust and build connection with an audience to make sure they feel connected with you and they can trust you and trust your credibility. So there are ways that you have to create a certain type of marketing content. And like I said, pick the right platform where you're doing your marketing to make sure you are able to just get exposure to the right amount of people in order to book the right amount of clients. So yeah, so it's not impossible, but it does take some strategy and some planning and some forethought for sure. And then the fourth reason why you may be struggling to book your ideal higher end clients might be because you're not getting referrals. So maybe you might be someone who maybe has worked with a handful of clients already and you're kind of having a dry spell, or maybe you're struggling to get new people booked after you're finishing up your old clients and stuff like that. But one of the main reasons why that might be happening is because maybe you're not getting enough people sending referrals your way. And so referrals is one of the biggest things that a lot of people overlook in the online marketing space. But if you're selling some type of service, a referral is really one of the best ways to get clients. So you do have to do all the marketing hustle in the beginning, like I mentioned in the previous tip, to just get your client base, like bottom line, just kind of built up. But if you're impressing those people and you're doing a good job, those people are happy to refer you to other people in your network who may be looking for the service that you provide. And it's a good thing, too, because typically once you kind of work with a few of your ideal clients, people who do value quality, the people who do want to pay more for a higher quality outcome, they tend to associate with other people who think like they do. So we all know that, like if we look at our friends, a lot of times our friends are kind of similar to us and stuff like that. We kind of flock in the same circles, if you say, if you know what I mean there. And so by doing a good job with an ideal client who has more money to spend, who cares about quality, you're kind of becoming like an insider in their network of other people who think like they do, who do have money to spend, who do value quality. So that way they actually know who you are. And then people trust their recommendations from their people who they know, like their colleagues, their friends, their family. So if they're recommending you to a friend or a family member or whatever, people will trust you more kind of right off the bat because you kind of are pre-vetted already by somebody who knows them. But though, in order for all this to happen, you can't like give people a bad client experience. Like it has to be a very systemized, smooth, effortless experience for them to work with you. And it cannot be like where the communication is bad or people don't really know what the next step is or people have to keep emailing you to check in because they don't know what you're doing. Like all of that kind of stuff is a bad client experience. Or if you don't even have a clear onboarding process, like what are people supposed to do when they get started? How do they get in touch with you if they need help later? Like what's offboarding like? What do they do if they need to add on extra work and stuff like that? Like you need clear processes for everything. Oh yeah. And then even how you're going to be communicating with them during the process, like that should even be established up front. So all of that stuff goes into making your clients feel supported, making them feel taken care of, and making them feel like, yeah, you're a real serious professional to be reckoned with. Because a lot of times people do have this perception that like especially if you're a solopreneur, that a lot of solopreneurs are not professional, that they're probably just some hobbyists in their basement somewhere playing around on the internet, and it's not really like a real business to take serious. And so it's your responsibility to kind of shift that perception to be like, I am a real business and this is my process. And I'm going to bring you into this process and show you step by step, this is how you're going to work with me and make sure you're taken care of along the way. And it just comes off as so elevated, so professional. And people like rave about that to other people. Because even yesterday, one of my current clients, I'm still wrapping up my last few design clients. But one of the clients, she messaged me in our project management system. That's one of my systems that I use to give a smooth experience is a project management system. But she messaged me in there and said she had her brand photography shoot this past weekend. And she presented a brand's photography style guide that's included in my process. So that's a piece of my process that I created to make sure people were able to get higher quality photographs. So as you kind of notice things going on in your work back and forth with people, you'll start to notice little gaps, like where things may not go as smoothly or where clients may struggle. So I noticed that kind of gap, like with the photography. I was like, I'm doing all this work to produce a good quality design outcome with my design services, but people are bringing me bad pictures, ruining all the work I'm doing. So to kind of provide a remedy to that, I was like, okay, I'll just create a photography style guide that my clients, for each client based on their style and their branding. And so each client gets their own guide that matches their design. So they can present that guide to their photographer and know what kind of location to pick and what kind of outfit should they wear. How should the lighting look? Like all those little details that they just didn't think about that I was thinking about. I put it into a guide that they could present and they could use. So yeah. And she messaged me saying that the photographer who she worked with like raved about the guide and the shoot went really well and she was excited about it. So that's like an above and beyond step that I'm sure a lot of people were not going to do, but that's something that she's going to remember. And if I was, I don't really want to do design anymore, but if I did still want to do it, I know she would remember that and be talking about that to other people. And she's someone who's really active, like on LinkedIn. She's like a healthcare compliance lawyer is what she does. So I know in her circle, like she, of course, knows other people on that level who would have no problem spending $5,000 and more on design. So if I wanted to keep designing, I know for sure that would be somebody I could depend on to get a referral from. So anyway, so just wanted to show an example there of like when you take the extra steps to put in strong processes and systems to give people a good experience to work with you, you kind of get connected to this network of people who can refer you to other clients. So eventually you can kind of lay off like marketing yourself so hard, because you do have to market hard in the beginning to get your name out there. But once you start building up your network, you can kind of like don't have to as much. And then the fifth reason why you may be struggling to book your ideal clients, the kind who will pay $1,000 or more, might be because your discovery calls are bad. So I know a lot of times as entrepreneurs, if you didn't work in sales, I was fortunate to work in sales before becoming an entrepreneur. So I kind of knew what a discovery call should be like anyway. But if you didn't work in sales, you just probably have no idea. Like maybe you had a kind of job where you were just typing on the computer all day. It was no phone time at all. So like sales calls may be a totally foreign concept. And one of the biggest mistakes a lot of people make on those kind of calls is kind of coming to the call like asking people like, okay, well, what's your budget? And based on your budget, let's see what we can do. Or kind of just coming to the call, like waiting on the client to be like, so what all do you need on your website? You need like 5 pages, 3 tabs, like what? Or they just kind of may come to the call with like not a real objective of what they want to sell as the service provider. And they just kind of let the clients like drag them all over the place. And I don't know. So anyway, but the purpose of a discovery call is to discover something. Like, is to discover like what the client's problems are and what the client's goals are. So really, that's the crux of like the base of the call. And most of the call should be spent talking about stuff like that. And as far as all the like tactical stuff, like what's going to be included in the package, how many pages, and how many words are they going to write for the copywriting, and how many months you get bookkeeping for, like all of that stuff is just the tactical stuff to help people get to the goal or to resolve the issue. So the biggest thing is the issue that they want to fix or the goal they're trying to reach as a business owner. And then the bulk of the call, of course, should be spent talking about that. And then after you are clear on that and you can clearly see how your service can fit into what they want to fix in their business or in their lives, that's when you, at the end, you talk about what your service package is. And you don't want to be doing stuff based on, quote unquote, somebody's like budget. Like you're never going to hit your income goals in your business doing something like that. Like you need to have set rates, like a set package, and be like, okay, this is the package. And then you need to be able to explain, based on what the people's struggles and problems were, you need to be able to explain how each piece of your package addresses their problem. Because this is a mistake people make too. They just want to regurgitate what's all included in their package. But why do people care that their website has such and such number of pages? Or why do they care that the copywriting has 18 pages of words written in it? Or why do they care that it's 6 months of bookkeeping? Like you need to tailor it back to the issue. So for like a bookkeeping example, you would maybe say something like 6 months of bookkeeping to give you peace of mind, knowing that your numbers are going to be managed properly and you're going to have accurate data to pull from during tax time coming up in June, like whatever it is. You need to tie it back to what their issue is. And even with the copywriting thing, like if maybe the person had a launch that went not so great and they need to write better words this time. So you want to say like, okay, your sales page is going to be written to help you launch your program again in a way that will help you get more sales, will help your clients better understand the value. And you don't want to just be like, yeah, the sales page is going to be such and such words long, like here you go. Like that's not enticing. You have to tie it back to what the person's issue was. And so that's really what the discovery call flow should kind of be like. And then of course the objection stuff, when you kind of do a call well, you don't necessarily get as many objections, but it does take a bit of practice, I will say, to kind of be able to overcome objections and stuff like that, because it can feel awkward. I won't even front, like it's just natural, because it's not natural to me at all. Like if somebody kind of tells me like I don't have the money, when I was in sales, probably why I left sales. But a lot of times I wouldn't necessarily try to like fight them and be like, oh, well, yes, you do have the money. You can like cut this XYZ bill and then you'll have it. I don't do all that. So for me to kind of overcome objections, it does have to be a little bit natural. And I may kind of more so overcome objections with questions more than just countering what people say. So anyway, but yeah, but if you do the flow of the calls right in the first place, then people don't necessarily like fight you with a ton of objections anyway. Because even a client in my program, Precious, who was on a couple of weeks ago, she talked about how when she was able to communicate about the value of her services, so she was doing like this data science, like data analytics training to help entrepreneurs be able to analyze their data so they can make better, more informed decisions in their businesses about, I guess, like marketing and sales type stuff. And when she was able to communicate the value of it, she said her clients did not fight her on the pricing at all. And it was just pretty easy to do kind of thing. So she had marketing that was already pumping up the value and boosting her credibility beforehand. So that's one of the things too, your marketing should do a lot of the legwork for you and boosting your credibility, telling people the benefits of working with you. And then by the time they get to the discovery call, it's almost like in the game of golf, like when the ball is really close to the hole, it's kind of like tapping the ball into the hole. Like it's right there at the hole, but you just want to tap it into the hole, let it roll over in there. So by the time they get to the calls, you want them to kind of be warmed up anyway, to where you don't even have a whole bunch of objections coming from people. Because even with my calls, like when I was doing the design stuff, I never really had people, once I figured out how to sell the value of it, I never really had anybody say, the $5,000 was like too much or anything. I could honestly tell sometimes that people's businesses weren't at the stage yet where they should have been spending $5,000 on design, because I don't think that's a good fit for everybody's stage in business. I think if you're super beginner, you should just be getting clients. Like, don't worry about $5,000 custom design. Like, that's more for established people. So that would kind of be maybe a thing. Like, I could tell they weren't really ready yet. But even if people in that stage, they wouldn't necessarily tell me my prices were too much. They would just kind of be knowing they weren't ready for that yet, and they needed to focus on other priorities in the business. So anyway, so I just say all that to say, if you're struggling to book the kinds of people you want, your discovery calls may not be going so well, and you may have to adjust how you're doing those too, so people can understand the value of what you're doing and understand how it relates to them and their actual issues and problems and frustrations. Because if people don't understand why, again, this kind of ties into the first message, if they don't understand why it matters to them specifically, then they don't want it, and they're not going to hand over a credit card or check or anything. So yeah. So again, to recap, 5 reasons why you may not be booking the ideal high-end clients that you want, clients who will pay $1,000 or more. Maybe first reason, maybe they just don't want it because you're not communicating about what you do in a way that tells clients what is in it for them, like what's the benefit for them to spend this money with you. The second reason is maybe they don't trust you because you're not marketing and positioning yourself as a trustworthy, credible expert online. That matters a lot because people are skeptical about online stuff. So you need to make yourself look credible as possible. The third reason may be not enough people just know you exist. Who are your ideal clients? And maybe you need to ramp up your marketing. Maybe you need to have better messaging in the marketing to make it sure it's more effective. So once more people see it, they actually care, because still you have to have good marketing messaging to make people care as well. And then the fourth reason is that maybe you're not getting referrals by not giving people a good client experience that kind of goes above and beyond. That helps you immensely in getting kind of like tied into like the network of clients who do have more money to spend, who can send more referrals your way. And then the fifth reason is maybe your discovery calls are not going so well and you need to improve how you are doing those so you can make sure you can put the ball into the hole and steal the deal. So I wanted to cover this because I have a new program opening up. So this episode, I think it's probably going to go up on Wednesday or Thursday, but the new program opens on Friday for enrollment, and it's going to be called the Successful Service Provider, and it is a 6-week online course that is going to show you how to sell your services at $1,000 and more so you can get booked out with your ideal clients. So this is a program that will literally walk you through all of these things that I mentioned as the reasons why you may not be booking your ideal clients. The program is a solution for that. So in the first module, we're going to cover messaging so you can make sure you have irresistible messaging that's going to attract your ideal clients instead of the cheap people. And you're also going to learn how to make sure you stand out online. So no matter how saturated things are, you are still able to stand out and make a name for yourself. And the second module is all about packaging and making sure you have an irresistible package that your clients love. So I know a lot of times people kind of are like, oh, I already have a package, but you need to make sure it's not a generic package. You need to make sure it's something that your ideal clients are actually going to love. You need to know how to improve your packages along the way so you can continue to up level and be able to attract a more higher quality person. So it teaches you like how to pretty much like up level the package and make sure is a very good one that'll justify premium rates, because sometimes the package is there, but it's not that good yet. And so this one will teach you how to make sure it's top notch and it's going to entice those kind of clients who will pay more. And then the third module is all about credibility and how to position yourself as a trusted expert online. So we're going to talk about how to make yourself look credible. You'll learn how to do a quick, like one page landing page that will make you look credible. So when people look you up, they see that you're an expert. It's going to be super easy. No advanced tech skills required. You'll learn how to make sure your social media profiles are credible. And then you'll learn how to like really just uncover what are your expert credentials in your past anyway. So even if you're new in business and you haven't really worked with clients yet, you can still make yourself look credible online. And then in the fourth module, we are going to talk about marketing. And this is where you're going to build out your weekly marketing plan. So you're going to get like a full calendar of like how you can create a marketing plan every week to help you get more visible and to build that trust and connection with your target clients. You'll learn how to make sure you choose the right social media platforms based on the kind of clients you want to attract. We'll also cover like email list stuff and how you can nurture clients. And then we'll do a little bit of budget-friendly paid ads to help you get even more visible, because some people are just super against paid ads and just like, oh, just do everything organic. Some people are just all about some people are all about paid ads and just against organic. But to me, I think it maybe should be like 80-20, like 80% organic, 20% paid ads. So we don't have to spend a ton on ads, just a little bit if you want to add fuel to the fire to grow your visibility even more. Because yes, organic is great, but what a lot of people don't say is if you do organic by itself and you are starting from scratch, it's going to just take longer to build that business visibility. It will. Like, organic is not fast. Like, it's nice, it's free, but not fast. So unless you happen to go viral one day, which nobody knows when that'll happen. But anyway. So I teach both, like, to be practical. So you're going to build that work or audience organically. And then you're also going to add a little bit of fuel to the fire with a little bit of paid marketing to help grow that email list and get you in front of even more potential clients. And then in the fifth module, we're going to talk all about client experience, so you can impress your clients and get more referrals, making sure you have a smooth onboarding experience, making sure you get invoices paid on time. This is something I had to learn the hard way alone, but you're going to get what I learned in here, so you can make sure you get invoices paid on time and not late. And then making sure clients have a smooth offboarding process and creating that robust like referral pipeline. So you need to systemize the referral process to make sure you're able to get people consistently sending you referrals. So this is going to show you how to do that. And then the final module, module six, is all about selling and booking clients with successful discovery calls. So we'll talk a little bit about your mindset around sales to make sure you can sell with confidence. Then you'll learn how to pre-qualify prospects. So before you even get on a call, making sure like, are they even worth talking to? Yes or no? And then you'll also learn how to write proposals that get you booked. Because if you're doing a service, you sometimes do need to follow up with a good solid proposal that somebody, some people want to share with their spouse or share with the business partner to recap what you're doing. So when you have a good proposal, that can help push them over the edge to get them to book you instead of just saying, hang up, like, let's follow up later with no proposal. And then lastly, you'll learn what to say during discovery calls so you can make sure you're positioning your value and you're able to really help people understand what they would get out of it from working with you, and you're able to successfully close the sale. And then last but not least, there are two bonuses that are really, really good. So bonus number one is the templates to respond to sticky client situations. I'm excited about this too because I had to do a lot of this the hard way as well. But if you're doing some type of service, you're always going to get people who run into like sticky situations like scope creep, like if they want to try to add a bunch of extra stuff that they really didn't pay for. And sometimes you may need to fire a client, like that's fine if you have to fire a client, like some clients just aren't worth the headache. So you will get some templates in this bonus to help you respond to those like sticky situations with clients. And then the second bonus will be the full-time entrepreneur mindset training. So if you want to take your business full-time, this will help you get your mindset in the right place to make sure you're able to adopt the resilient mindset of a full-time entrepreneur. Because once you have all the strategies that a course like this is going to teach you, really the only other thing standing in your way is your mindset. So this bonus will help you to get over that type of stuff. And then you'll also have a private class community to get support. So once you get into this course, you will have access for an entire year. And it's going to be definitely a good program. If you are someone who is kind of like in those early stages of starting that service business and you're just struggling to book those $1,000 and up clients consistently. So it's for you to make sure you're in the right place before you spend money. I don't want people spending money on stuff that's not right for them, but it's good. This is perfect for you if you do it like a done for you service, like the design, copywriting, system setup, bookkeeping, or if you're doing like a premium, like one-on-one type of coaching. So this would be like if you want to do career coaching one-on-one, if you want to do fitness training one-on-one, and then of course it's for you if you do consulting, because typically consulting is also one-on-one. And it's not for you if you want to sell digital products. So if you want to sell like ebooks or online courses, or if you want to create like a large group coaching program or even e-commerce or physical product type stuff, this is not for you. So don't come to this program if that's what you want to do. Or if you're already experienced in business and you're already attracting those $1,000 and up clients consistently, then it's not for you either. Like if you're already getting clients, you don't need to pay for this. But if you're somebody who's struggling to get clients, you're doing anything one-on-one, like a one-on-one service, one-on-one coaching, one-on-one consulting, this is for you. And you want to get serious about how to attract those higher end clients so you can make more money faster without this steep learning curve. That stuff that took me years to learn by myself, you can learn in a few weeks with a course like this. Then it's certainly for you. So yeah, so doors will be opening up on Friday. Yeah, you know, I don't know when this episode is coming out, Wednesday or Thursday, we'll see. But the doors to this program for sure opening up on Friday. There will be an early bird pricing special for $200 off with early bird pricing for a few days after the doors open. So make sure you take advantage of that. And if you want to get notified when doors open, make sure you are on my email list. You can join the email list at the link with this episode, and you'll be able to join that email list so you can make sure you're notified once the program opens up so you can take advantage of that $200 off for early bird pricing. So that's going to be a really, really wonderful savings for you right there. So I hope to see you in the program so you can get your business on the path to selling your services successfully at $1,000 and more. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. It's just all about having the right strategies in place and then that mindset that's going to get you there. And yeah, you'll be well on your way to getting the results you want. So thanks for checking out the episode, and I will talk to you in the next one. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Again, if you are ready to get started with building or growing your online business, download my free guide on the 5 easy steps to attract more high-paying clients in the show notes. I'll talk to you in the next episode.